This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. After you've divvied up your income between rent, mortgage, car payments, and other big-ticket items, what's the biggest expense in your budget? If you're like most Americans, it's food. Whether it's restaurants or rotisserie chickens, a lot of money can disappear into your mouth before you even know it. Kristen Wong is a personal finance writer with the life hacker blog 2 Cents, and she's here to give us some ideas about how to get our food spending under control. Kristen, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so before we get to the tips and the strategies, is food such a big budget leak for most people? Because the research shows that Americans spend a smaller percentage of their income on food than ever before.
Yeah, I think it's still a really big expense, and it's just one of those expenses that varies so much. So you can do a lot about it. You can there's a lot you can do to kind of lower that cost, but it's a necessity. So it's kind of one of those things you just can't get around.
Let's start with the basics then. What staple foods should we build our recipes around to get the most out of our food dollars?
So there are food staples that I know are healthy and that cost effective, and you can kind of use them in a lot of different recipes. Lentils are really good. Sweet potatoes, potatoes. If you're a fan of tofu, not everybody has the palate for tofu, but if you do, it's a really good cost-effective way that you can eat.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that traditionally casseroles have always been thought of as the best value recipe, but they can be kind of fattening. A lot of people are concerned about weight and issues like that. So do you have ideas? Is that no longer the way to go to think in terms of casseroles?
Personally, I don't really do a lot of casseroles. Maybe if I get kind of lazy at the end of the week and I have a bunch of leftover stuff, I'll just put something tasty together with some like starches and potatoes. I think a lot of people think it's difficult and expensive to eat healthy, but I don't, at least in my own experience, I don't find that it's that much more expensive to eat a healthy diet. You can get a lot of produce that's on sale and in season, and you can freeze it and use it later on when it's not in season. You know, and then just something as simple as like chicken breast or chicken thighs with cheap side vegetable that happens to be in season and on sale is good.
Okay, let's talk some procedural tips. Should you plan out a whole week's worth of meals?
I think ideally, you should. Not everybody has time for that. What a lot of people do, and we wrote about this strategy called the inverted pyramid method, is they'll plan out like one or two really big meals, and then they'll kind of plan the rest of their meals during the week based on the leftover ingredients from the one or two big meals. So I think that's kind of a cool strategy because you're avoiding food waste, which is what this all boils down to, is like that's the main thing you don't want to do is when you're on a budget, you want to use all the stuff that you're buying. So if you can just plan out your biggest meal and then kind of work your way down and plan a meal, say, you know, look at that big meal and say, okay, what ingredients am I going to have to have left over from that? What can I make with those ingredients? And then just plan down to the week until you finally get to your last meal, which is just kind of a hodgepodge of what's left over from all those other meals.
This was my next question. I have a cabinet full of odds and ends left over from other recipes. Like, you know, how do I use up random half bags of flax meal and pumpkin puree and things like that? So that would be a way to subvert it. But are there, for instance, apps that help you clean out your cabinet and get rid of that kind of waste?
Yeah, one of my favorite websites to use for meal planning is a website called Supercook, and you can put in whatever you have in your pantry and it will just automatically compile recipes for you. And you can even highlight like the ingredient that you want to focus on. So if you have extra, let's say tofu, you can highlight that and then all these recipes will pop up with tofu as the main ingredient. So yeah, that's one. I know a lot of our Life Hackers readers, they like a app called Ziplist. Pepperplate is another free one. And then our readers also liked CookSmarts, which I think is a subscribe one. But these apps basically help you keep track of what's in your pantry and compile grocery lists for you based on what kind of recipes you want to make for the week. So you can look up recipes on the app and then compare them to what you have in your home and then see what you need to get to the grocery store.
So you can get the most out of every ingredient you've ever bought.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd like you to run down some myths, and maybe they're not myths. Buying in bulk, will that save you money? And are big box stores the way to go? Because I understand you can also waste a lot of money. Certainly I have in the big box stores.
Yeah. I don't usually shop at the big box stores just because we're a two-person household. I think it's better for families. But if you're going to, there are some things that just people don't realize expire. Like I read the other day that laundry detergent actually can expire and lose its efficacy over time.
No, get out. No, don't tell me that.
So it might not be be worth buying it in bulk if you're not going to use it for, you know, a few years or I don't know how long it takes, how long you stockpile that stuff. But it's almost like an investment when you buy all these items in bulk. So to think about when you're going to use it and if you're going to use it, because it would be a shame to buy all that stuff and let it go to waste.
Okay, while we're talking and I'm airing all my dirty laundry, I don't use coupons either. I just can't get around that. And also, I don't tend to buy the things that there are coupons for. So am I going to die in the poorhouse?
No.
Because of this?
Most people actually give me a hard time for using coupons. It's not for everybody, but there are plenty of other ways you can save money if you're not into that. There's an app called Checkout 51 that I just downloaded and I'm kind of excited about, where you can just go to the grocery store and scan your receipt, and then it gives you like rebates, 50 cents here, a dollar here on everyday items like milk or avocados or something, and you just scan your receipt and they'll send you a rebate check once you hit like $20 or something like that. So if you want to like boost your savings, I think there are certainly ways you can do it aside from couponing. But even if you don't, I think where you're going to save the most money is just making the most out of the money that you do have to spend on food and avoiding waste is what I think it's really all about.
Kristen Wong, she writes about personal finance for $0.02 lifehacker.com. Thank you so much. So much useful information.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.